the narrowest of wins, what does that feel like when you're standing out there trying to get the ball off?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, you look at our odds, we're on our own, what, 40 or something, complete a ball, you know, there's 15 seconds left, no timeouts. Barely get the snap off. I mean, I don't think most of us were even ready. I just saw the clock was at one. I'm like, shoot, I better snap it or we're going to lose. Snap it. I don't know if Blake's even ready. I think he fell down, he said. I mean, unbelievable to get that penalty. That's the only way to win that game, get that penalty. And, I mean, heck of a job by Myers, too, making that kick. That's a tough kick, whatever it was, 53, under pressure like that. Unbelievable feeling. I mean, one of the craziest wins I've ever been a part of.
For a team that's lost a lot of narrow games this year, what does a win like that do?
It's huge. I mean, just for our, you know, state of mind, you know, knowing that if we keep fighting, we're going to get wins. But, shoot, I mean, we just needed a win up on the record to stay in the division race, and we got it in crazy, crazy fashion.
You know, a week ago you had trouble with turnovers, but you moved the ball up and down the field. Today, no turnovers except that one, and yet it just seemed like you guys were out of sync.
Yeah, we missed a lot of opportunities. I mean, some of those field goals we kicked, you know, I think we missed some touchdown opportunities, and, you know, missed field goal is missed points on the board as well. That hurt us. And, you know, we moved the ball a bunch to get to the red zone, but we didn't finish, and we didn't take good enough advantage of some of those turnovers.
So plenty to work on a short week, right?
Yeah, plenty to work on, but not a lot of time to do it. We'll be on to Tennessee tomorrow, watch the game on the plane and learn from it real quick and move on.